What's up, beautiful parents? Happy Monday. I hope it is beautiful wherever you are. And so today I've got your weekly challenge, something I want you to focus on this week. And it may sound crazy, especially if you're physically fit, physically active, is here's your challenge for the week is take a walk. take a walk, outside walk, with no devices, no other humans, and no pets. You need a distractful. Yeah, you don't need to be distracted while you're on these 30-minute walks. And I want you to do this at least three times a week, right? Or three times this week. See how it works for you. And as soon as you're listening to this, go ahead and time block it and schedule off in your calendar, because otherwise, if you're like me, it won't get done. But here's the reason. I've started doing this and then also incorporating getting one of my kids, not all of them, but just one of my kids to go with me as an opportunity for us to spend a little one-on-one time together. And with our busy lives, and I'm sure with your busy life too, it's really difficult to have that one-on-one time with your children. So, but here's the reason why, right? Is why I want you to go alone with no pets, no devices, no distractions, right? Really kind of get in tune with nature, listening to the trees do their work with the wind, listen to the songs that the beautiful birds are singing, because we often forget as busy parents, or we at least just fail to recognize because we are so busy, our own need to get out into nature, right? For some much needed alone and quiet time. Right now, typically when I go on my walks, at least in the past, and sometimes now too, if I have a really busy day, I'm taking my phone with me and I'm listening to some sort of audiobook, or I'm talking to a potential borrower for W2 Cap Capital, or potential lender for W2 Cap Capital, or potential new member coming in who wants to come into the W2 Capitalist community. And so I do it just to stay active and stay fit, because I live somewhat of a sedentary lifestyle in front of the computer and whatnot. But I have recognized the benefits of going at it alone, right? And so making the concentrated effort to do it without a phone, there's just a sense of freedom that I have when I do that. So I want to challenge you to do this. And so also it just helped not having any other humans around or any other pets to distract you. You're just walking, observing. And here's one thing I want to ask of you. And if you realize this and you get a chance, text me when you get back to your phone, right? But when you do this by yourself, right? You go out on a walk, you get outside, you don't have your device with you, you don't have anybody else with you, you don't have a pet that you're, you know, tagging along on a leash. You're going to realize, at least I think you will, because I have, and somebody brought this to my attention, is that you're going to be breathing deeper than you normally would. And I'm not saying deeper as in, oh, I'm out of breath. Now, typically I'm out of breath, but I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about you're breathing deeper because of you're doing physical activity. I'm talking about there's some scientific reason when you're outside and when you're not distracted, you typically breathe deeper, which is healthy for your body. So that's why I want to challenge you to do that this week. Go ahead and time block off right now, or when you can. If you're driving, don't do it while you're driving. But time block off 3 30-minute sessions this week for you to do an outside walk by yourself. No pets, no humans, no devices. And when you get back from that walk, let me know how you feel. Text me at 205-249-0248 and just make it a great week. All right. Chat with you guys tomorrow.